Let's talk about your daddy. Tell me how your mama loved that man.
Well, just break out a bottle, hoss. I'll tell you about the drifting cowboy band.
We won't talk about the habits,
just the music and the man.
That's all. Now, Hank, you just gotta tell me, did your daddy really write all them songs? Did he?
I don't deserve no answer, Hoss. Let's light up and just move along.
Do you think he wrote them about your mama, or about the man who done her wrong?
You know that.
Yeah, back then they called him crazy. Nowadays they call him a saint. Now the ones that call him crazy, Lord, still riding on his name.
Well, if he was here right now, Bo Cephas, would he think that we were right? Do you think he might?
Don't you know he would walk tall, should be right here by our side.
If we left for a show in Provo,
be the first one on the bus and ready to ride.
That's warm to go, Hoss. Wherever he is, I hope he's happy. No, I hope he's doing well. Isn't it?
He is, cause he's got one arm around my mama now. He sure did love Miss Audrey and raising hell.
I won't ask you no more questions.
Is only Hank can tell.
No,
you can tell.
Back then they called him crazy. Nowadays they call him saint. Most folks don't know that they fired him from the opera,
and that caused his greatest pain. About lovesick, how Miss Audrey loved that man.
You know I've always loved to listen to the stories about that drifting cowboy band. And man,
you know when we get right down to it,
still the most wanted outlaw in the land.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Situation Report for Saturday, February 8th. Little Hank Williams Jr., little Bo Cephas, called the conversation. Used to listen to Hank Jr. all the time. Today seemed appropriate because I don't know if you noticed it, but we're seeing not just a narrative shift, but we're seeing a shift away from the topics at hand. And look, the reason why I did this, I'm doing this today, and I'm going to keep it to a half an hour, is very simple. Don't let the establishment media, social media, shift your eyeline. Don't shift away from the administrative state right now, creating a social scoring system and a technocratic state in the background. Don't take your eyes off of this. The USAID thing that I've talked about now for three shows, that was the funding source to allow the elite to conduct all the activities they did around the world. And it's just one of the funding sources. It's not all of the funding sources. And at the same time, it's very important to keep in mind that all of this is being disclosed right now for a reason. They haven't done any investigations. This is disclosure. So before you get wrapped around the axle about what money was spent where and go down the rabbit holes, remember, while they're distracting you with all of this USAID, and look, everybody knew the malfeasance was there. Everyone knew they were funneling money to their own accounts. Everybody knew that they were using that money to influence elections around the world. Everybody knew that. They just didn't know where it was coming from. And those of us that had been in the system, that had been around it, we knew where it was. And for Trump to go after it is a major shift. And I'm not discrediting that, because it is a major shift. It was the jugular. Trump went for the jugular right away, which is why they're trying to pull in all the liberal judges, which is why Obama and Biden spent the last month of their 2 months of the administration, or regime, as I usually call it, placing federal judges into place so they could lawfare and stall Trump everywhere possible. All that's going to continue. But the piece that nobody's paying attention to is the technocratic state that's being created in the background. Elon Musk didn't just come up with this AI and these algorithms to go through the federal systems and find fraud. This stuff was created 3 years ago. And it was put in place as soon as Trump came into office. So don't lose sight of that, because the stuff that's going on in the background right now is way more important than any of the things that are going on in the forefront. This USAID conversation, this is just the very tip of the iceberg. They haven't even reached the waterline yet. This is just the malfeasance above the waterline. And I wouldn't spend any amount of time doing the deep dive. There's enough people doing that. What matters right now is keeping an eye on what is going on in the creation of the technocratic state. And don't lose eyeline on that. And look, it's not lost on me that Netanyahu was in the office this week and Trump, you know, acted like a waiter. Everybody saw the body language. Everybody saw the mannerisms. Everybody saw the dialogue. Humma humma. I'm giving Trump the benefit of the doubt right now. He's not a Zionist cuck. But it sure looks that way from the optics. And I would love to think otherwise. But as we've been saying, and the reason why we've been saying it is the very same reason I'm saying, don't lose your eye line. Keep your eye focused on what matters right now. And that's the administrative state. That's the technocratic state. Because USA was the front for the underground economy. The economy of children. The economy of, let's just say, the elite, right? Because look, when you have that much money and you're that high in the strata, you don't have anything to spend your money on. You have more money than sense. So your fetishes become more important than everything else. And this has been going on for generations. Over 400 or 500 years, a very small group of elite have controlled the planet. And if we go along with the 13 bloodlines, which I'm not sure I buy into that narrative, but there is definitely a hidden hand behind all of this. And the thing that we need to deal with in our generation is the trafficking of children. You notice how Dan Bongino and the rest of the pundits, nobody's talking about the human trafficking or the funding of the illegal invasion into this country. All of it was done through USA. There was other funding sources for Jeffrey Epstein. And Epstein wasn't just a successful dude. He was a creation of the intelligence apparatus who worked for the elite. They don't work for you and I. They work for the elite. And the tell in all of this is going to be how much of this Trump digs into. If he doesn't touch the human trafficking, I will tell you right now, the second American Revolution will happen during his term. This is the problem of our generation that we have to solve. We have to solve the addiction to children. And if you think I'm kidding about this, go look at what they're trying to do in Washington State right now. Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Massachusetts, every blue state's trying to do the same thing. They're all trying to change the age of consent to under 15. In Washington, they're trying to change the age of consent to 13 and strip away parental rights. That is literally a religion to the left. And look, when you don't believe in any kind of a higher power, then whatever your passion is becomes your religion. And we're seeing that play out in blue states right now. The very, very small 1% fringe is in power. And they are pushing vehemently to allow the open and unrestricted access to children, grooming, sex, you name it. And if you look at some of the curriculum in some of these blue states, it's downright pornography for kindergartners. And how parents have allowed that to happen, I have no idea. But we're about to see a major shift in the pendulum. And it's either going to happen through Trump's action or through our own action. But I can tell you that he will not survive this administration if he doesn't deal with this problem. And I don't mean survive in the sense of somebody's going to knock him off. I mean survive in the sense that he will be the most despised president in American history if he doesn't deal with this problem, or at least start to deal with this problem. And everybody that was associated with the blackmail operations needs to be held to account, because this is a global phenomenon. This is not just a problem here in the U.S. This affects every country in the world. And there's more than one Epstein Island. There's hundreds of them. He was just the biggest player for North America, along with Diddy. George Soros was in the front man to do a lot of the cultural revolution and the color revolution. Bill Gates is the pharmaceutical, you know, population control, population reduction guy. They all have their role to play, the way I see it. And Burlingame and I, we differ in the sense that he talks about the disgruntleds, right? He's got his groups of people. There's too many things that happened during COVID that lead me to believe that it was a coordinated effort. And why it's important is we're seeing more and more things come to the forefront that are just noise. They're just distraction. And I'll give you a case in point. Go look at episode 162 on the Sean Ryan podcast. Actually, 167. It's an interview with Lindy Lee. If you don't know who she is, she's been making the rounds for some time now. About 2 months is when I really got introduced to her. And somebody, my girlfriend reminded me of them this morning, reminded me of her this morning. I went out and watched the interview. And if you look at her from face value and you listen to what she says, you're like, okay, that's plausible. But here's my problem with the whole thing. All of it's predictive programming, all of it. And what she's talking about is the interview is about her experience with the Biden administration and how Biden was cognitively impaired and Jill Biden was really running the country and his senior advisors, his friends from Delaware, were essentially running the administration for the last 4 years. And the first question that came to my head was, why now? I mean, she's being pushed all over the media. Like, you're on Sean Ryan and you are on Joe Rogan. You're making the rounds. So, okay, we get it. They're trying to position her to run for Senate or to run for office in some way, shape, or form. She's a Chinese immigrant to this country. Her parents immigrated here legally and they're US citizens. She loves her country. Humma humma. Right? I don't buy a word of that. I don't buy a word of that because you were in the administration for 4 years. You were in the regime for 4 years. You knew that Biden was not in charge. And yet you sat there because you don't want to get your name out there. Well, you sat there for 4 years while this country was being invaded and didn't have the stones to step up and tell somebody that this guy is not cognitively capable of being the president of the United States. That's treason. That is complicit in a crime against the country. And you're on Sean Ryan now trying to say you're the victim? I don't think so. There's no premise that you can sell me after working for the Clintons, the Obamas, and now the Bidens to come out after the term's over and say that Obama was running the show in the background. And she gives a very, very detailed story about Biden and how Biden was impaired in 22. And she really started to question it in 22. But it was black on Asian crime that converted her to being a Republican. Uh-huh. I'm buying that. That's like taking a shit in your pants and changing your shirt, saying you're clean. Give me a break. The dumbest thing I've ever heard. But it goes to show that the only people that are going on Sean Ryan are the people that are approved by the regime. Whether it's the old regime, new regime, same regime as far as I'm concerned. And it's all pretty good. Because she came out of nowhere, right? She was on MSNBC, and then she was off. And then all of a sudden, she's making rounds talking about how the Bidens are criminals. Okay, where were you in 2020? Where were you in 2022? We went through 4 years and 42 million people invading our country, and now you get a set of stones, and we're supposed to feel sorry for you? This is the kind of thing I'm talking about. They want to thrust this person in front of you, tell you that they're credible, send them into office. It's more of the same. We get it, okay? This is for the elite. We get it. You need a new script. We don't buy it anymore. Anybody you put on Sean Ryan, we're going to question. Anybody you put on Joe Rogan, we're going to question. Until somebody deals with the pedophilia, no one in this country is going to buy the narrative. No one. There's not one piece of anything she had to say that none of us didn't know. The Bidens and Obamas hated each other. Everybody hated Harris. Everybody in Harris's administration as the vice president hated everybody else, and everybody hated them. We knew all that. You're not telling us anything we didn't know. We knew Biden was impaired. What I can't figure out is why the entire Joint Chiefs of Staff went along with this vegetable in office for 4 years and no one questioned it. The most powerful office in the land, the guy who controls the nuclear football, completely impaired, and the first lady is running the show? Really? Where were all the general officers? And the kicker in all of that is, if you correlate everything else that's going along, the same chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the racist prick that was put in there by Austin, is still there. So somebody explain to me what's different. Nothing's different. It's the same script they're playing over and over. And why? Because they want to shift your eye line. They want to shift you away from the fact that they're building a technocratic state in the background. In fact, Catherine Austin Fix posted an article on her Substack, and I'll bring it up and post it in the chat. She was talking about how they're building the administrative state at breakneck pace, and I agree with them. And I was literally just down at Luke Air Force Base. On the way there, you drive through Surprise and Litchfield. Everywhere I look, there's brand new data centers being built. They are literally building data centers at a breakneck pace. In fact, I can tell you I've seen at least 30 data centers just this year alone here in Arizona. That should tell you the depth of the problem that we're facing right now and the pace at which they're trying to implement this. This is why I want to do a sit rep tonight, because everybody was blowing up my phone about this USAID stuff. And my answer to all of you is, did you really think that it wasn't going on? Everybody wondered where the money was going. Now you know. But what are you going to do with it? You're not going to do anything with it. It has to be disclosed. Then the FBI has to investigate it. And then the DOJ has to prosecute it. And the tell in all of that is, do they get down to the Epstein level child trafficking stuff that was at USA? Stuff going on in Ukraine, the baby factories in Ukraine, the organ harvesting, all that. If we don't get to that, it means Trump's completely owned by Mossad. Because it's a very well-known rumor, because nobody can prove it, that Mossad was behind Epstein. And if that's the case, that's an act of war. And why do you think it is that he's releasing the JFK, RFK, Martin Luther King files to distract you away from that? This Lindy Lee thing, to me, it's all distraction. Set her up for Congress, distraction. Yeah, thanks for playing, humma humma. It's all subterfuge and noise. And you can't get sucked into it because there's no end state there except for the same thing. And all this other stuff, like Bill Gates making a tacit threat about there's going to be hundreds of new viruses and deadly viruses if we don't fund the World Health Organization or we don't fund USAID. Well, Bill Gates was using USAID funds to do all of his, you know, climate and population control through the Gates Foundation. So, of course, he's saying that. He's doing exactly what he's saying he's not doing or somebody else is doing. Projection's their game, right? They project it all into somebody else. You're not going to do anything about that. Till somebody puts a bullet in his head or they arrest him, you can't do anything about Bill Gates, like the chemtrails. They're spraying the shit out of us today. Can't do anything about that. Eventually, once the USAID money dries up and they can't buy the materials, the spraying will stop or the program shut down. But until then, what are you going to do about it? I mean, I don't know anybody who's got any, you know, F-15s laying around with some, you know, AMRAAM missiles that could go up there and shoot them down. So why worry about it? The stuff we need to worry about is watching what they're building in the background and keeping that in the public eye. Because just this week, Apple had to acquiesce to the UK and open up all of iCloud for all around the world. I don't know about you, but I didn't vote for the United Kingdom and the monarchy there to have access to my iCloud. Not that I have shit in iCloud. Well, maybe some goat porn, but other than that, just pictures. But they could build a profile from you, from pictures and everything else. And that shit outraged people, but it's not making the mainstream. You know why? Because they're distracting you with USA. They're making moves right now that's outing their obfuscation. And all of that obfuscation they've used for decades to take away our civil liberties, build this police state in the background, and people didn't know the wiser. And now it's on display. So don't shift your eye line at all. Stay focused on it. And I'm going to stick exactly with what I've been saying before. You know, I was talking to some folks that are in the political circles here in Arizona this week, as well as in the Trump camp. And I've never been, and I never will be, one of those people that says rah-rah team and overlooks all of the piss-poor decision-making, all of the weird and bad optics, and the bad decisions. I will never do that. Because I don't know about the rest of you, but when I was growing up, my parents drilled into my head that you always ask the question when a politician or even a civil leader does or says something that doesn't make sense. You should be asking the question why. Somebody should be asking the question why. And the media is supposed to do that, e.g. the fourth branch of government. They're supposed to ask the question. But they've been controlled completely by the CIA and Al through USAID to where they're not even journalists anymore. They're just talking heads. But the point is, you have to ask the question, right? Critical thinking, discernment. And we should be criticizing the bad decisions that the Trump administration is doing. Why? Because we put them in office. I'm not going to sit there and go, yay, everything is awesome. The fact that he put Larry Ellis and Sam Altman in the Oval Office 2 days after he took office is a massive red flag. And I don't care who you are, you should be asking that question. If you're more concerned with the role you're going to get on the other side of this or during the administration, then you're worried about the wrong thing. The problem we have right now is oligarchs are running our government. Oligarchs, not politicians, oligarchs. We have privately owned individuals serving in public positions, owned by oligarchs, making decisions. They don't represent the American people. And all of you should be calling that out on a regular basis. Because when it comes to the light, it doesn't survive scrutiny. That's why you question everything. To sit there and just accept everything that comes out of the administration is awesome, is foolish and stupid. And watching all this nonsense about Elon shouldn't have access to this or Elon shouldn't have access to that. Guess what? Put AI in control and open a port, he's got access. And he's going to sniff all the information. And why doesn't he go through the IRS? I want to know where the fraud is in the IRS. Because I don't know about the rest of you, but I've written some big-ass checks to the IRS. 1 year, I wrote him a check for over $200,000. You want to talk about a bite in the ass? Let me tell you, that's a bite in the ass. And I was pissed. And then to see USAID, and it's basically just going into the pockets of all these people that are absolutely useless. And I do mean useless. Yeah, it makes me mad. But now, if we're going to get accountability, we need to demand accountability and stay demanding until all of it is rolled up. And I mean all of it. As we said the other night in the sit rep, we have to take this all the way to the finish line if this turns into a revolution. If it's the 13 bloodlines that are running the show, they all need to be dealt with, all of them. And you've heard me talk about the trauma bonding and all of the insidious things that they do to their family members to indoctrinate them into the pedophilia. Some of those people will never be reformed. They have to be eradicated. That's the simple fact of the situation. And we cannot lose sight that that is the core issue, not this USAID. Bongino posted this stupid headline. This is the single most important scandal of our lifetime. No, it's not. The fact that all of these politicians and all of these leaders have been compromised by blackmail ops through USAID, that's the scandal. Just because you don't have the balls to say it doesn't mean I don't. And that's what all of us need to be paying attention to, because that is what funds the technocratic state. That is what funds the cartels. That is what funds the intelligence agencies. That underground currency, that underground economy is exactly what manages all of the nefarious activities across the planet, to include the intelligence agencies. And to ignore it like it's just a funding thing. No. This is a virus that we need to exercise out of our society completely, like cannibalism. That needs to be exercised out of our society completely. So the next time you see a bunch of noise about USAID or what happened or where money went, it's noise. Till somebody goes to jail, it's noise. Just like I had a conversation with somebody. Of course, they had to quote me, Juan O'Savin, that grifting fuck. Talking about, well, the administration's making these moves so they could go after the pedophilia. Whatever. until someone's arrested, don't talk to me about that. The proof and the tell if Trump is owned or not is if he goes after the pedophilia. If he doesn't, he's owned. As far as I'm concerned, that should burn Israel to the ground. Not just the atrocities they've committed in Gaza, the fact that they were running the blackmail ops. That should burn the country to the ground. And when all the other societies on this planet realize who was behind that, and it gets back to the deep dark, that most people have probably never heard those names, the right thing will happen. That's the ball. Rest of it, nonsense and noise. Keep that in mind. And barring any kind of a UFO or alien invasion tomorrow, I'll be back on Monday to talk through the current events on Monday, where we're at. Hopefully we'll see something monumental on Monday come out of the executive orders that will shock everyone and give us all an immense amount of hope. Yeah, I'm not buying that either. Until then, folks, stay vigilant. Keep your eye line on the right thing and live your life. God bless. One team, one fight.